Hallelujah. You know, prayer is a petition to God or to an entity, but we forget about entities because we're not praying to them. Prayer is inviting God to divinely intervene in your situation. Prayer is a way of communicating with God and making our requests known to Him. You see, the place of prayer is a place of no pretense. You can't pretend. You just come as you are, just as you are. Prayer is just simply talking to God as a friend. In fact, it should be the easiest thing that we do. Dear Lord, I'm going to work today. Dear Lord, I'm going to the market. I want to buy tomato and onions and this and that. Lead me to that store that I will go. Prayer is the simplest thing, you know, that we can do. This man, Charles Spurgeon, you all know about him, said that prayer is a spiritual transaction with the creator of the heavens and the earth. A spiritual transaction. That is, you and God, you are transacting business. Hallelujah. Andrew Murray said, prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue. You listen to God's voice, you speak to God, and then you listen to Him. If only we'll take time to be quiet, God always responds to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord, oh. Prayer is the greatest force on earth. Prayer moves the hand of He that rules the world. If you can know how to get hold of God by prayer, then you are ruling with God. Praise the name of the Lord. And the good thing about prayer is that there is no status. God hears the prayers of presidents. God hears the prayers of boys, of girls. God hears the prayers of the poor, of the rich. Am I right? You know, God is no respecter of person. He hears the prayers of men. He hears the prayers of women from all walks of life, of children. He hears the prayers of the slave, of the prisoner. He hears the prayers of the sinner. He hears the prayers of the saints. So nobody can stop you from praying. No man can stop you from praying. And let no man stop you from praying. Because you have direct access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, He says, it is what? Finished. And the veil that separated us from the throne of God was what? Torn into two. So we have direct access. There was this president of the United States of America, the 16th president of USA, Abraham Lincoln. Listen to what he said. He said, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. My wisdom and all of the wisdom of those about me was insufficient for that day. A president driven to nowhere else but to the place of prayer. He needed God and he knew it. And another one, the 32nd president of the United States of America, Franklin Roosevelt, said, I ask that our people devote themselves to a continuance of prayer. As we rise up each new day, and again, when each day is spent, let the words of prayer be on our lips. That was his recommendation. These are presidents of great nations admitting that we need to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. And you know, prayer can be said anywhere. Prayer can be said anytime. Prayer can be said by anyone for any reason and in any position. Our God is so accommodating. He's not like man. He's not like man. Before I see Buhari now, you know, I have to go through this, go through that. But when I want to see my father, all I need to do is to enter my closet and say, my father. And there he is. My, oh, chinkem. my God, my own father. I don't know how you feel, but the way I feel, he's my own father. Chinkim. Oh, my father. Hallelujah. You can pray anyhow. Anyhow. You know, Moses usually falls on his face before God. Daniel, 3 times a day when he prayed, he knelt down before God. The window was open towards Jerusalem. And he prayed. Elijah said, I'm a man that I stand before God. That was how he prayed. David said, oh Lord, to whom I sit before you. And he said, and David sat before the Lord. Oh my God. How do you? Some people roll on the floor for God. Lie prostrate on the floor. Hello? Anyhow, any position, anywhere, God is there for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when Elijah, when he had done the great miracle, when fire fell down, and it was time to bring down the rain, the Bible said he stooped down and he put his head between his knees and he prayed. He prayed down the rain. Praise the name of the Lord. We have such liberty. God has given us such liberty, you know, in prayer. Praise the name of the Lord. D.L. Moody said, every great movement of God can be traced to a kneeling figure. Every great movement of God can be traced to what? A kneeling figure. And that's the truth. That's the truth. You know that men pray in this ministry. You can see the evidence that men are praying. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, the power of prayer does not lie in the one that prays. It lies in the one that hears the prayer. So it's not about you. You are not the one that will bring your request to pass. It's about God. The power does not lie in you, but it lies in the one that hears the prayer. John Wesley said, God does nothing but in answer to prayer. He said he spends 2 hours every day in prayer. In fact, Martin Luther said, if I fail to spend 2 hours in prayer each morning, the devil gets the victory throughout the day. And if I have so much business, I cannot get on without spending at least 3 hours daily in prayer. At least 3 hours. Praise the name of the Lord. Prayer is so key. Prayer is so important. You know, sometimes when I pray, I say, God, log me in. God, key me in. God, plug me into you, into that current. That current. You know, the door is open. The door is open. The only thing that stops us from getting in is sin. Sin, strife, envy, jealousy. Sin debars us from just going into the bus. As for God, God is always inviting us to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. In fact, he says, we don't even know what we should pray for as we ought, right? He brings help to us. If you look at Romans 8:26 and 27. Romans 8:26 and 27 says, likewise the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercessions for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So the Holy Spirit, God gives the Holy Spirit to help us in prayer. God is, you know, he's helping us to talk to him. And then, of course, you know that Jesus himself is sitting at the right hand of God, doing what? Interceding for us. What a privilege. What a blessing. I think that is in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercessions for me. What about you? He's always at the right hand of God, talking to God for us. The Bible says he's our advocate. So when Satan stands before him to accuse us, Jesus is also there standing to defend us. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm talking about God answers prayers. God answers prayers. You know, I'm amazed at God, because God gives an open invitation for his people. He said in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, he said, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Great and mighty things. Just come, just call on me, and I will do what? Answer. I will answer you. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Then he said, "Then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with what? All your hearts." All your heart. That is, God can be found. When we seek him, he can be found. And God wants to be found. Adam made that mistake and, you know, cut off our relationship with God. Since that time, God has just been looking for us, routing for us to come close to him. "And you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your hearts." In Psalm 2 and verse 8, he says, "Ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession." Neko, God is telling you today, ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. All you have to do is do what? All you have to do is what? All we have to do is ask. If only we'll take time to ask. To take time to ask. Psalm 91, verse 15 and 16. We've heard that the word is a sure word of what? Prophecy. He said, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him." Psalm 91, 15 and 16. "He shall call upon him and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Psalm 3 verse 4 says, "I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill." Praise the name of the Lord. God is so generous. He invites us to come. To come with our problems. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are what? Heavy laden. And I will do what?" He invites us to bring our problems to him. I think that song says, "Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what things we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Sometimes we're too busy going up and down. And all God wants is just come. Come to me. Come and ask me. I will give you the solution. I will give you the answer. Praise the name of the Lord. David said in Psalm 55, verse 16 and 17, Psalm 55, 16 and 17, he said, "As for me, I will call upon the Lord, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." He shall hear my voice. "As for me, I will call upon God." You know how great deliverances God gave to David. In fact, David was a man that before he does anything, he will inquire of the Lord. "Shall I go? Shall I stay? Shall I go?" And God will say, "No, don't go." Or God will say, "Go by this way." Or God will say, "Go by that way." And God wants to give us such instructions if only we'll come to him. You see, the disciples had followed Jesus for some time. They had watched him. They watched him teach. They watched him do miracles. They watched him do all manner of things. But as they watched, they traced it to one thing: prayer. Because they watched him pray. Early in the morning, he will get up while it is yet night, and then he will go to a solitary place and go and pray. And when they saw that, they didn't ask him to teach them to preach, or teach them to heal, or teach them to do great miracles. What did they ask him to do? Teach them to do what? Because they had watched the prayer life of Jesus, and they saw results when Jesus prayed. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I like hymns a lot. I think it was Brother Ike who was talking about singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. There's this hymn I really like. "Prayer is a soul's sincere desire, uttered or unexpressed, the motion of a hidden fire that trembles in the breast." What's the tune? "Prayer is the soul's sincere desire, uttered or unexpressed, the motion of a hidden fire that trembles in the breast. Prayer is the burden of a sigh, the falling of a tear, the upward glancing of the eye when none but God is near." He says prayer is a burden of a sigh. That is, you just, some people, you just pass them and you hear, inside that, there are many things. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm sure women will understand that better than I am. Or a tear that drops. You may not even say anything, but all of a sudden a tear will come from your eyes. And that tear is like a computer chip. It is loaded. And the only person that can interpret it is the Lord God Almighty. He knows what is encoded in that tear. Our tears are not wasted. God says our tears are bottled. And the Almighty God, who sees that tear that comes from the belly, knows what to do. Hallelujah. I didn't hear your amen. He says prayer is just looking up when no one else is near. You're not even saying anything. You're just looking at God and say, "God, that son, Chibuzo, that daughter, Amaka." You don't need to say anything because the person you are talking to knows the weight in your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Does God answer prayer? The Bible is full of stories, but I'm just going to take two out of them, or two or three, as I begin to round up. I don't know how much time I have left. Praise the name of the Lord. God The God that answers prayers. The God that answers prayers. Know that your prayer is not wasted. Not one word of your prayer is wasted. In fact, prayers are banked. There is a bank that God puts your prayers. Let me talk about Zechariah first. Zechariah. Where is it? Zechariah. Luke chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. Zechariah, you know the priest, that man Zechariah. The Bible says they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. These are blameless people, righteous before God. This is what God was saying concerning them. He said, and they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. I want to encourage, even as Sister Lizzie had prayed, those that are barren. Sometimes God shuts the womb because there's a special thing God wants to bring forth. May it be so concerning you in the name of Jesus. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And both of them were now well stricken in years. And as it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before the Lord in the order of his course, you know, that an angel, he appeared to him. Verse 13 says, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Zechariah was still in the line of duty. The Bible says they were well stricken in age. Then God remembered them. May God remember your prayers in the name of Jesus. May God remember my prayers in the name of Jesus. God does not forget. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Abraham had the same problem. Sarah offered him Hagar, that is causing problem all over the world up till now. That was not God's choice. But when God's time came, the old woman, Sarah, when they were telling her, they were talking to her, I think those three men that came were saying, your wife, Sarah. Sarah laughed and said in her heart, shall I still have pleasure? Me, that I'm 90 years old and my husband is how many years old? Shall I have pleasure? Let me ask you a question. Did she have pleasure? Answer now. So those of you that think you are too old, this is Sarah. God remembered them. God will remember us. God will remember us. Nehemiah cried and said, oh God, remember me. Jabez cried and said, oh God, remember me. Did God remember them? Let us cry and say, oh God, remember me. Remember my prayers. Hallelujah. God answers prayers. And prayers are banked. They are not lost in the name of Jesus Christ. There was this woman, Anna. Anna. It's one passage of Bible that I love. Anna in the Bible. She was probably the first wife, and the husband married a second wife. And the wife was a thorn in the flesh because Anna was barren. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and I'm starting from verse 9. 1 Samuel, we're talking about God that answers prayers. And so Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple. Now, somebody was talking to us about separating yourself. Abby, I think it's still Bro Ike. You have to separate yourself. Separate yourself. I had a challenge recently, and I said to myself, no. I have to separate myself and focus on God and hear what God will tell me. I've had enough. I have to separate myself. And so I took a 7-day fast. My husband wasn't home. Took a 7-day fast and sought the Lord. And I tell you, the Lord answered me. The Lord transformed me. The Lord gave me solutions to the things I'm asking him for. So Anna separated herself when they had, all the others have drunk and they had gone away. She came to the temple. And the Bible says in verse 10 that she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and she wept sore. So there's no pretense before God. Just come as you are. Just expose yourself and tell God exactly how it is with you. Bitterness of soul. She knew what she was going through. And then she vowed a vow. And she said, Lord, look on my affliction and remember me. That word again, remember me. And do not forget your handmaiden and give unto him a man child. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. Do you have a desperate situation? Desperate situations demands desperate actions. Praise the name of the Lord, oh. She made a vow to the Lord and she kept her vow. And it came to pass as she continued praying that Eli marked her mouth. She spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. I don't know whether you've been into such situation where you are just there and you are just and somebody join me and just pray that kind of prayer. I don't know what it is in your heart, but just cry out to the Lord. Oh, shakatele mosuri. She prayed unto the Lord. She wept so. Mosakatelemo. Her heart, she spake in her heart. Her lips was moving, but there was no voice heard. Oh, Father, you are a God that answers prayers. You are a God that answers prayers. And Lord, your people have come with burdens in their hearts. Hear us, oh God. Remember us, oh God, from this altar. Help us to have an encounter with you, an inevitable encounter. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Eli thought she was drunken, but she was drunken with the Holy Spirit. She was seeking God, and she found God. She said, I came. He said, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have taken no wine or strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord my God. Hallelujah. And Eli said to her, go in peace. And the God of Israel granted thy petition that thou hast asked him. And I say to us today, go in peace in the name of Jesus. And the God of Israel grant you your petition which you have asked him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One last example and then, you know, I'll begin to round up. Blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. This is in Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52. Mark 10. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the sideway begging. His situation had turned him into a beggar. Who wants to be a beggar? I don't know. Has your situation turned you into a beggar? How do you get out of this situation? Verse 47 says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and to say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He must have heard about Jesus. And then he heard that Jesus was passing the way. Sisters and brothers, Jesus is passing this way today. Don't let him pass you by, and I will not let him pass me by. The Bible says, Bartimaeus began to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, do what? Have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should keep quiet. Don't allow anybody to hush you down. Hallelujah. Don't let men stop you. You only know what your eyes have seen under the sun. The man was there under the sun, under the rain, beating him. He couldn't see. Eh? And then his savior was coming and they were telling him, cash into this opportunity of this season of encounter. The water has been stirred at this NECO convention. Jump into it. Don't allow it to pass you by. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible said in verse 49, and Jesus did what? Stood still. The Lord is going to stand still for us in the name of Jesus. For your sake, the Lord will stand still. Call him until he stands still. You know, people were shoo, but Jesus stood still. And then those mockers now say, okay, bring him. And he removed his garment of poverty, his garment of wretchedness, his garment of disease, his garment of infirmity, of shame. May those garments be put off us in the name of Jesus. And then he arose and went to Jesus. But when he got to Jesus, Jesus still asked him a question, despite the fact that he could see his eyes that he was blind. And Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? What? I said to myself, why is Jesus asking such a question that was not necessary? Zacchaeus may have said, I want a Lexus car. Or, Jesus, I want accommodation. Or, Jesus, I just want you to change these clothes for me. The Lord was asking a specific question, and he wants a specific answer. I like this passage in the Bible that says, when you come before God, let your words be few, because God is in heaven and you are on the earth. And your Father, anyway, knows the things that you need. So there's no need for too much words. And he asked him a specific question. And the man said, that I may receive my sight. May the Lord give us sight in the name of Jesus Christ. That specific thing that we're asking him for, may we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, these are so many testimonies in the Bible, evidences that God answers prayers. I don't know whether I've shared this here before, but there's this prayer that God answered that I can't get over, even though it happened years ago. A friend of ours had this child, maybe about 4 years old, and they had diagnosed that he had cancer of the blood, leukemia. And she was a dear friend. And her uncle is a pediatrician, that is, a children's doctor. So, of course, they knew what they were talking. They had done tests at the teaching hospital. They had done, you know, everything was positive. So they said, well, the only thing they can do is to send the boy to England for further treatment. So the friend brought the child to where we were meeting international coordinators. And the child had a very high fever. And my heart was broken because I knew what it means to have leukemia. I'm a doctor myself, and it's the end of it is death, in short. And I carried the child, and I was crying, and the child was crying and restless, and we were all praying and just praying and saying, God, intervene, do something. And as we were praying, one of us said, Sister Lady, I don't know what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a drip. And they, instead of attaching the drip to a vein, they attached the drip to the bone. I'm saying, I don't understand what I'm seeing. But me, as a doctor, I understood what she was saying. Because if they had taken this boy to England, they would have done what we call bone marrow transfusion, right? I think so. Bone marrow transfusion. That is, they will remove something from the bone I don't know how to explain it. But the thing was going to come from the bone. And this, my friend, was seeing the needle inside where? The bone. So in my mind, I said, God, that means you are doing a bone marrow transplant. Transplant. You are already doing it here. You know? So we prayed. We rounded up. The boy was still hot. The boy was still restless. We anointed him with oil. And then they went to England. While they were on the plane, the boy started to play. When they got to England, in the doctor's office, the boy was jumping up and down. They ordered for tests. What are they talking about? They checked all the tests. It was completely the opposite of the test they brought from Nigeria. The boy was running around. The boy was jumping around. God, this God that we're serving is real. This God is real. Hold him tight. Hold him tight. The boy, they turned the trip into a holiday because they found nothing, absolutely nothing. I said before, we bank prayers. Sometimes you are just praying for your family, praying for your son, praying for your daughter, praying for your husband, praying. Just keep praying because God banks prayers. About a week or so ago, my husband looked at his old shoe. I think he should have bought a new one, but he said they should change the sole of the shoe for him. He liked the shoe. So they changed it for him, and the Hausa man polished it under the sole. So he was going to walk that morning, and as he put his leg on the step, his leg just went fiam, and he... What helped him was that he was holding to the railing. Otherwise, he would have hit his head, bam, on the tire. And you know what that means? Head on the tire. Only God delivered us. But we know that it's because of prayers. God answers prayers. This God that we're serving, he's real, though. You can't toy with him. You can't joke with him. He's a King of Kings. He's a Lord of Lords. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. Let us stand up and just cry out to this God. This God. This God. This God. This God. This God. This King of Kings. This Lord of Lords. This one who is a father. Please talk to God. I don't know what it is that is your burden. But Jesus is passing by this way. He's tarring the waters. Jump into it. Claim that which is yours. Yours is there for you. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says no. And sometimes he says, wait. But God will always answer prayers. Always.